from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to be here, but you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focused and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally. That it's about being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time and handling the rest when it approaches.
Dak Prescott, good for him saying all of that. That message needs to get out there more, and we'll dig into that a little bit. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. So the Cowboys, they need to sign Dak and CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons.
Yep.
And they could have signed all of them already, but they are bad at this whole thing. But Dak saying, at the start of it, he says, I'm going to say it. And then he says, basically, I'm not afraid.
He pauses
for
like 10 seconds. Maybe that's a little much, but he paused for a while and then said, I'm going to say it.
I'm going to say it. I'm not afraid to go somewhere else. And it's kind of funny. Like, I'm thinking, not to make, this is not a point about Diggs, but I'll make a parallel. People were so mad that he wouldn't just say he wanted to be here all the time. And what did he say? It's not up to me.
Right.
And he might have asked. Oh, sure, he asked that. They say okay. Brandon Ayuk asked for a trade. It wasn't up to him. Dak Prescott can want to re-sign with the Cowboys. It's not up to him.
Right.
I could want to retire here. That's not up to me. And too often I think these players are asked for loyalty tests from fan bases, and a lot of them know it's a business. This is not up to me. If you think about the all-time great quarterbacks that did leave their team, or Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks that did leave their team, the list of guys that left is a lot longer than the list of guys that didn't. Tom Brady left. Peyton Manning left.
Who's the best that hasn't left? Recent times.
Roethlisberger didn't leave. They should have kicked him out.
Right.
Roger.
Eli's the same thing. Eli didn't leave because they kept him 5 years longer than they should have.
Rogers left. So many.
Ryan left.
Russell Wilson, not an all-time great, but I was just, imagine for a moment. Yeah. Try to envision this in your head and think, you can't, of all the things that seem absolutely impossible, Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl for the Bills and then eventually plays somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because most of them do.
A lot of them, maybe not Wilson. A lot of those guys, though, it's at the end, right?
Sure.
You're in your late 30s, and maybe you're even still pretty good, right? Like, all of them were – Peyton Manning was great when he got to Denver, but what was he, like 35, 36? Brady was great still when he got to Tampa. He was in his 40s.
I mean, Manning threw 50 touchdowns in Denver, so
yeah.
He still had greatness left. But it was post-injury.
But he was a – how old was he when he went to Denver? Maybe he was
37.
Younger than I thought. That's what I thought, 37. He was 36 was okay. His first year
36.
When he got to Denver.
And threw 50-something touchdowns.
Isn't Dak like 30?
Yeah.
Like, how often did the – and he hasn't won like those players.
No, that's right.
In fact, he hasn't even been to a conference championship, right? But –
but what's the number one thing holding Dak back? Isn't it his coach? Dak.
Yes, he's had some two bad head coaches, in my opinion.
On the Josh Allen overrated conversation, blah, blah, blah. I think Dak Prescott is underrated.
That's probably right.
Not better than Josh, necessarily, but I think he is underrated.
Yeah.
He's one of the best pre-snap quarterbacks in the entire NFL. You get plenty of analysts that'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If he were to leave, that's the difference between Dak and Tua. Here's what you have. How many teams would dump their starter for Dak? Is it 10? Is it 15? How many would dump their starter for Tua? Two? Five?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, but it's different. There's a gap. There's definitely a gap.
And that's not to – I'm not someone that tells you Tua is a joke. I have plenty of respect for his game. In fact, the report out of Miami yesterday
– but he might be system-dependent.
He might be system-dependent.
Dak feels more like someone I could just plug him into any offense and I'm going to get results.
Some would be better than others for sure.
Yeah.
But with Tua – It's what makes the whole Miami thing so unique. The report yesterday from Miami was Tua didn't play at practice at all.
Didn't participate in anything.
And the offense
was helmet on one time.
And the offense was terrible. It was a mess.
Right.
And the drop off from Tua to the next guy, I mean, this is how the game works, right? He won the passing title. You don't think he's the best quarterback, but that's what he does for them. If you throw in the backup and you get 1,500 yards less,
yeah,
that's a big deal. So it's kind of the perfect fit for him. That doesn't mean he's the best for them in the entire league.
Right.
Just it is a mutually beneficial arrangement they have right now until they find someone better. And that is not a guarantee they'll just find someone better.
Yeah. Well, back to Dak in a second. But on Tua, that's what the Dolphins are trying to figure out right now is
– what else could they do?
He might be worth $55 million to us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But he's not worth $55 million to anybody else.
Right.
So what do you do? Because even Tua has said the market is like the market can dictate these things. But the market for Tua is probably just Miami, right? Yeah. So, like, that would be a weird negotiation. Very weird. Because if I'm Tua, if I'm the Dolphins, I might say to Tua, go ahead, go look anywhere else and try to find a team to give you that amount of money. And let's see if you can find it. And if I'm Tua, I might say, I might not be worth $55 million to the Raiders, but I am worth $55 million to you.
Yeah.
Look what you looked like when Teddy Bridgewater had to play quarterback a couple years ago. Like, it wasn't very good. They scored, what was that game where they limped into the playoffs? And they beat the Jets, like, 12-10 in the final game of a season to get in. Like, they couldn't do anything without him. So, that's a weird one there. Dak, to me, is different. Dak is, I would agree with that he's underrated, because I would feel like you could put him in any offense and you would at least get pretty good quarterback.
Well, think about Kirk Cousins for this. Kirk Cousins, off an Achilles injury, got 4 years, $180 million.
Yeah.
He got $50 million to sign.
Yeah.
If Dak became a free agent, what would he get? $270 million?
Like,
he's got such value and is probably underrated there in Dallas.
That is my that's my hot take for next year.
Is Dak to Miami?
Dak to Miami.
Oh, you better be afraid. I would think you should be afraid of that.
I am very afraid. I do not want that to happen.
Maybe not afraid, but that would be
that'd Dak in Miami legit for them. Might be terrifying if he became available and the Dolphins were to move off Tua in a year. Maybe they fall short of expectations. Dak to Miami or Belichick to Miami?
I don't care about Belichick.
Belichick to Miami.
Sure, give him Belichick. You tell me Mike McDaniel leaves? Okay.
McDaniel gets fired because they've paid Tua and then they don't make the playoffs.
Great job. Number 60-51 in the NFL's top 100 players.
Okay.
It's a lot of Miami players. Raheem Mostert.
What?
Yeah.
How about, really? I mean, I guess he had some big numbers last year.
Christian Wilkins is on the top one. He's now with the Raiders.
Yeah.
But Miami's going to end up having like 8 of the top 100 players. Diggs makes the list at 56. He was 16 last year.
That's a big drop. I mean,
He was 40 last year.
Okay. So, 16 spot drop. From
maybe
last
not.
Year
no,
to
no,
this
no,
year.
No, no. I had it right. He was 16.
Okay, so that's a huge drop.
He dropped 40 spots.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons, who is a free agent, is 57.
Okay. Yeah.
Brian Burns, Jonathan Allen, Zach Martin, Patrick Surtain, Keenan Allen. Now we're to 51.
Miami, I don't know. They've got how many players on the top 100 list? They're going to have 8?
Waddle, Terron Armstead.
Okay.
Mostert.
They're going to have
Tyreek Hill. Bradley Chubb is on the list.
Okay. Is Jalen Phillips going to be on the list or no? Because he's
isn't he better than Bradley Chubb?
I think he is better, but he has a torn Achilles.
Okay.
And are they going to dock him for that?
This is a player-led list, so you never know what's going to happen because Aaron Rodgers missed an entire season and stayed in the top 100.
Right.
And Vaughn missed a season and was just gone.
And he was on.
He just disappeared from the list.
And Phillips didn't miss the season, but he's about to miss part of a season.
Yeah.
Probably.
So who knows what's going to happen with
that. Like Miami, it's funny because they have so many players. I don't think of them as a loaded roster.
No.
I think of them as having the best receiver duo in football. And that is, to me, their lifeblood. That and their coach. But, right, like, am I the Jets I've kind of treated as having more of a loaded roster than the Dolphins. Is that just defensively that I'm doing that with? Miami, I mean, offensive line-wise, I know they've had their struggles even. And Armstead's funny being on that list because that dude is on the injury report every week. Like, he doesn't practice at all during the season because they're just trying to patch him together with duct tape to get him out there on the field on Sundays.
How many quarterbacks will come in ahead of Allen? 2? Lamar's going to, right? He won the MVP. I just want to prepare
Lamar,
your everybody
Mahomes is going above him.
Everybody prepare yourself for Lamar to come in ahead of him. Do you remember who came in ahead of him last year? At quarterback.
Mahomes. Was Rodgers above him last year?
Jalen Hurts was 3 last year.
Wow.
That's not happening again.
That's going to drop.
Burrow was 6. Allen was 8.
What about Brock Purdy?
Purdy.
That'll get the interwebs going.
Oh, they can't. Yeah,
if Brock
right.
Purdy ends up
he won't
above
get
him.
That. He won't get that.
No?
No.
He'll be on the list, though.
Yeah, that's probably right.
He'll be somewhere high on the list. I was getting into it with some Ravens people on Twitter yesterday about Lamar Jackson. I bet he's going to be above Allen in this list. And I think he's amazing. But yesterday was Baltimore's day that we had this last week once ESPN and all the other networks took hold of the Allen is overrated quote from that one executive, which, by the way, Brandon Bean kind of threw back into the cycle yesterday with the comment he made about there's a lot of idiots out there. Yesterday was Baltimore's day, though, because somebody somewhere on ESPN was taking down Lamar Jackson and comparing him to, like, the Sixers or something. Or there's – oh, I know what it was. It was First Take. It wasn't Stephen A., though, whoever it was. That there's no pressure on Lamar Jackson this year because everybody knows what they are. They're a team that'll make it to the playoffs, and then they'll fall, like, in the middle of it.
All right. No pressure?
No pressure on Lamar Jackson because we all know what he is. We all know what they are at this point. And then I got into it with Ravens people because it was, hey, how come Allen doesn't get any of this? I'm like, did you just see what happened last week when all of like the NFL media like melted arguing about Josh Allen the week before training camps got rolling? And the other point that I was making a lot was Jackson, the one criticism I don't ever want to listen to with Allen is about the postseason because his numbers go up in every department when you get to the playoffs. And I'll defend Lamar Jackson, but I won't go that far defending him once you get to the playoffs because
not a lot of playoff
his
success.
Numbers go down a lot in the playoffs. Six games, he has 9 touchdowns and 6 picks. And Allen's got 29 touchdowns and 4 picks. Like the difference once you get to the postseason between the two is massive, despite the fact regular season Lamar's got 2 MVPs.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The third day of training camp here from St. John Fisher. Sun is out, cloudless sky. I don't know if we've seen a cloud the whole time. We've been here in 3 days.
No, I know. You have those little skinny wispy ones, like up in the like way up in the sky.
Yep.
But that's been pretty much it. And it felt more like an elite fall morning, I would say, this morning than it did in other days. It was crisp.
I'm glad you said it. That allows me to say it. I thought like last night.
Yeah.
Maybe it's football also that makes me feel that way, and it's July 26th.
We're staring at a football field.
So technically, summer started a month and 5 days ago, according to the solstice calendar stuff. But yeah, the chill of football.
Yes,
it's a welcome chill.
I feel like I could taste the apple cider right now.
Nice. All right, Sal Mariano joins us at the top of the hour. Tyler Dunn in the 8 o'clock hour. Sean McDermott, 9:15. Chatting with you on the Bills, the NFL, all of it here from Buffalo Bills camp at St. John Fisher University on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.